to the 199th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome, and thanks for listening. Actually, I'm not in Southwest Florida right now. I'm actually in Atlanta because I was scheduled to run the Thrill in the Hills 50K this weekend. I've been updating people that listen to the podcast regularly. If you can tell, my voice is not quite what it usually is. It's never operatic, but it's usually better than it is. But I have come down with the flu, so I am a no-show or a do-not-start for the Thrill in the Hills 50K. We haven't had a podcast last week either. We've had a little bit of a rough couple of weeks in the Plant Strong Delaney Minor Age community. Addie lost her German Shepherd, Kimba, suddenly to what was probably an angiosarcoma. Kimba was only 8 years old, and she became suddenly weak. And ultimately, the vet found that she was bleeding into her belly, probably because this tumor had rupture, and Addie had to have her euthanized right there because she was suffering greatly. And so it was very traumatic. Addie's husband, Nathan Minerich, just took a job at Houston, at the University of Houston football team, so he's already there, so she was alone. So Nathan and I flew up to be with Addie in her time of need. Kimba was a part of all our families, just such a great dog. Addie had, she'd been through so many things, you know, best buddies over the years. So that was really difficult for us to get through. We have been adopting German Shepherds for some time now. We actually have three German Shepherd rescues, and they've all been wonderful, wonderful dogs. And, we decided a long time ago that these dogs are so loyal. And a lot of times people get the dogs and, they're puppies and they're really cute. And they, for some reason, I don't know if they've never seen a picture of a German Shepherd, but, you know, when these dogs get big and they're energetic because they're working dogs, then people don't want them, or they have them in an environment, or, people have to take dogs to school. It's not so much obedience training for the dog. It's like Caesar Malone says, it's actually training the human. And so if the human's not trained on how to handle a German Shepherd and their personality, and they don't have the German Shepherd doesn't have a job, then oftentimes it leads to a bad outcome, and they turn these dogs in prematurely, and, you know, the dogs are abused. And there's a thing going on in Atlanta here right now with 165 German Shepherds being found, and, you know, that were being treated in a mill. So anyway, we had decided a long time ago that we want to adopt German Shepherds, just because, we want to give these dogs a chance, and they are such loyal, loving dogs. And that's just what we do. We've had a lot of them have health issues that actually have died. Another dog had died of an angiosarcoma, and another dog had a tumor. And, you know, people say that these dogs, you know, are overbred, and that's why they get tumors. And, they're looking for cures of the cancer. But it's really frustrating to me, especially as a plant-based doctor, that, you know, we haven't looked to how do we prevent cancer in these dogs. Kimba was vegan for several years. She wasn't vegan all of her life. And I think that Addie and I are going to be looking into research on how we can help these dogs. You know, if I talked about people, we don't have to turn on these bad genes in people, then why do we have to turn on these genes in dogs? And obviously their lives are shorter than ours, so things get accelerated. But I think there's a lot of work needs to be done on how we can make these dogs' lives better by what they're exposed to and how we treat them. Certainly there's an issue with maybe over-vaccination and maybe some heartworm and maybe the food, maybe pesticides that they're exposed to along with their DNA. So, you know, that's something that I have kind of decided is going to be a mission of mine in the future. But I think for our dogs, we give them V-Dog as their nutrition. And we add vegetables to their kibble and everything, but I think, you know, we're going to make a more concentrated effort to see if we can't increase the antioxidants in this dog's food and do a little bit more research. And, you know, not to advertise anything, in this segment because of that. But Eric O'Gray is going to be coming down for our conference. He has the book Walking with Petey, and he has been very involved with the Humane Society and vegan dog, in feeding dogs vegan. And so it'll be nice to discuss what he knows about plant-based nutrition for dogs and to see if we can't get something going and a little bit more research headed towards trying to prevent cancer in these dogs, because it's just not fair for such loyal dogs to be just brushed off. It's just, that's just one of the dogs that gets cancer and you can't do anything about it. And, you know, Addie and I'll continue to adopt these dogs and give them a good life, no matter, you know, how short it might be. And hopefully maybe we can, you know, help make things better. But if you are considering, you know, getting a companion animal, and you would consider getting a German Shepherd, just make sure you know that you need to train yourself and the dog in classes, that you get to know each other. You'll develop a bond that you never thought was possible. But they do need exercise, and they do need attention, and they need a job. You know, my Samantha, we run every morning, and she likes to play Frisbee, and she goes to work with me, and she has her routine, just like people have the routine. So make sure that if you're going to do that or consider getting a dog, consider rescuing, because there's so many great animals out there, and give them the attention that they need. You just can't put an iPad in front of a dog and hope that they'll be entertained. So leading up to what's happened to me in my do not start here in the Thrill in the Hills, you know, I spent the weekend, last weekend in Atlanta, then I came home and I went to Fort Lauderdale for a talk that I gave at Food for Health Foundation, which is a very interesting venue at the Yellow, it's YELLO, Creative Arts and Events Center in Fort Lauderdale. It's founded by Marissa Hormel. And she actually sponsors 10 eCornell certificate classes to applicants each year. So if you're in that area and you'd like to take the E. Colin Campbell eCornell plant-based nutrition course, that's a way to get a scholarship. It's a great place. Marissa is doing great work. The arts studio that she's set up there with dance on one side, and they have lectures about health each week there. They've also opened a vegan cafe that was fabulous. They fed us a nice kale salad before we left. Really enjoyed it. They have a vegan chef that's sugar, oil, salt-free. So, you know, if you're in that area, stop by and see them. But by the time I got back from Fort Lauderdale giving that lecture, it's about a three-hour drive each way. I started feeling bad. Next thing I knew, I had fevers and chills, and you know, diagnosing myself, pretty much I got the flu. And you know, I started doing what I tell my patients to do when they get illnesses like this. I started the tonics with lemon peel and ginger and turmeric and orange and banana. And I start drinking those and salt water, gargles, and all this thing, trying to head it off. But I think I was a bit too run down, and it got ahead of me. And so with recurrent days of temperatures in the 101, you know, finally had to reluctantly pull the plug on starting the 50K. I thought about it. I thought about continuing to do the race up until the night before, but just kind of doing some little things like getting ready, I was exhausted. So the idea of making it, you know, even 5 miles on the race was going to be a big stretch. So I decided to pull the plug, especially since I have some races at the end of the March or mid-March, Asheville half marathon and marathon. So better to pull out now and be able to kind of get myself back in gear to run these other races. But, you know, oftentimes we want to keep going when we have these, especially if you're a runner and you run every day. I've been on a running streak for well over 50 days, and you kind of get so that you don't want to stop. I think I missed Christmas Day, and then I missed last Friday when I missed, went to Atlanta, and then of course on the way up here I pulled the plug and haven't ran for the last couple of days. But it's something that you don't want to stop. But I had to remind myself that, you know, I worked the med tent at Ironman Florida a couple years ago, and I saw these people in the med tent that basically had some sort of cold or virus or flu-like illness, and they went ahead and started the race. And then they ended up in a med tent. And especially with an ultra, it's not like there's an easy way off the course when you're out in the middle of nowhere. And it's not fair to the race personnel to have to drag you off for doing something stupid. So better left to not start. The other thing that, you know, with the flu-like illness is, you know, if you start to look up, can I run with a cold? Can I run with the flu? Or after the flu, cold is one thing, or if you haven't had a fever. But if you've had a fever, you get a lot more dehydrated than you really even think that you are, even if you're pushing the fluids. And your body's burning calories and burning nutrients so fast that you really can't keep up, and your appetite's not good enough to really get in the nutrients. So, you know, I wasn't eating near what I normally eat in the last 48 hours. You know, I did get in my, you know, the blenders full of fruit and ginger and all that kind of stuff, and I got in some miso soup, but it was really hard to get in any significant amount of calories. So certainly between that, just being a little dehydrated from the fevers and not getting any calories, I don't have much in the way of muscle strength. The other thing you have to worry about if you try to go out too soon after a fever is a thing called rhabdomyolysis. And that's a breakdown of your muscle cells, because when you have a fever, a temperature over 101.5, you actually have a bloodstream infection of sorts, whether it's a viral load or, you know, this was a viral load. Obviously, influenza is a virus, or, you know, the risk is a bacterial infection. But you've got a lot of muscle cell breakdown already. That's why you get the muscle aches and skin being sore and everything. So if I were to go out and try to run, especially 50K, it could result in a lot of muscle breakdown, and that would muscle tissue breakdown, which can result in kidney failure. So that's probably a reason not to go. And then there's always a little bit of a risk of a cardiomyopathy, and that's really poor form for a cardiologist to get a cardiomyopathy, because they were stubborn. She was stubborn. So anyway, pulled the plug on the 50K for this time. So hopefully we'll get training. Probably going to come up, or somebody might be saying, Did you get the flu shot? And no, I didn't get the flu shot. I haven't had the flu shot for several years. I haven't had the flu since, I think, 1998. I consider myself with a pretty good immunity. But I do also have a pretty high exposure. And, you know, it led me to wonder myself whether maybe I should have got the flu shot because of my high exposure. But I really think that, you know, flu shot is probably about 30 to 40% effective, and it's not as effective this year. So would the flu shot have prevented me from this particular virus? I don't know. Hindsight's 20/20. Will I get the flu shot in the future? I don't know. Perhaps, I guess, maybe if I have races coming up during flu season, maybe I will. I don't know. I don't like the idea of the eggs, and I don't like the idea of the aluminum in the over the years to accumulate in these vaccines that aren't particularly effective. But, you know, I think that my advice to other people would be, if you're at high risk or your immunity is such that you can't fight something off, then you probably should do everything possible not to get it, and as well as the pneumococcal vaccine as well. You know, I do think I've recovered from this pretty quick. You know, I mean, I have had 3 days of fever, and you know, it's finally breaking. I think if I didn't eat what I ate and have the plant strong nutrition, it would be a lot worse. But nevertheless, it is a little bit nasty. So there you have it. So I guess sometimes doctors need to take their own advice. So anyway, Addie Delaney Meinrich and Michael Hubbard are out there running the Thrill in the Hills, and I'm going to tune in. I was able to get Addie on the phone a little bit to see how she was doing, so we'll pull that in and see how she's going here a little bit. So let's see if I can find Addie.
Hey.
All right, we're tuning in with Addie Delaney Meinrich at the Thrill of the Hills, 50K, north of Atlanta. How you doing?
Hey, Doing pretty good. We have two 13.1 laps and then a 5-mile loop. I'm done with my first 13 lap. I actually just crossed over mile 14 about 30 minutes ago. So far so good.
Yeah. What was it like there when you got there? Since I'm on the DL, as I've talked about earlier with people, so it's at a park. What is the name of the park?
It's Fort Yargo State Park, northeast of Atlanta, coming out towards Athens. So, luckily, my training around Atlanta gave me a lot of hills. So the hills here have not been as bad. But the rolling hills, nice trail though, really well marked. Everyone's been great. It's been a lot of fun. Definitely a little muddy because the rain we've been having, but that just makes it a little more fun.
Yeah, no slip and falls yet.
No, that wiped out one time. I gracefully or ungracefully, however you want to look at it, caught myself. But other than that, knock on wood. No face plants in the mud yet.
Yeah, that sounds good. And it was raining at the start, but now what's the weather like?
Actually, it stopped raining right when they got started us off, so I took my raincoat off immediately and threw it in my pack, and it's actually, we have some sunshine.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's thinned out because there's a 50K and a relay and a 21K and a 5-miler, right?
Yes. Yeah, we started out first, 7:30.
Have you seen some fast people? Have you seen some fast people?
Definitely. Definitely seen some fast ones. Definitely had the 21K. A few of those people passed me, but that's okay. I think the biggest thing about this race, I think running can teach us all a little bit of something. And what I'm trying to do today is stay in my own head, stay in my own race, and try to do the best that I can do today and enjoy every step and be able to get out of the city a little bit, unplug, and just run my little plant strong legs to the finish line.
There you go. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we wish you the best, and glad you're knocking it home. So we'll be anxious to give an update on just how great you do.
Perfect. I'll be checking in with y'all later.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
All right.
Run strong.
Thanks. See ya.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a nice little check-in. So I hope she'll do well. It's her first 50K. She seems to be knocking out of the park. Sounds pretty good for being halfway home, so that'll be great. Next up for me this week, I have a couple talks, but we're headed to, Addie and I are both are headed to the Southwest Florida Veg Fest in Bonita Springs, Florida at Riverside Park. So if you're in the area, stop down and check. I'll be speaking. We'll also have a little tent there that highlights what we're doing. If you want to see more about what's going on, it's vegansouthwestflorida.org, veganswfl.org. I'll put it in the show notes. The other thing that's happening, March 30th, again, is our fourth annual Charlotte County Plant-Based Nutrition Conference. Addie and I will be speaking along with Eric O'Gray and Alan Goldhammer. So, again, get your tickets for that. They're going fast. I also have a few consultations, appointments the day before, Addie as well. If you're interested in coming in and having a private consultation with us, you can get tickets for that. You can get the tickets by going to drdelaney.com, drdelaney.com, and there's a link to eventbrite.com to get the tickets, both for the conference and the private consultations if you're interested. So we'd love to see you there. It's going to be a great day with plant strong, sugar, salt, oil-free breakfast and lunch, as well as lectures, cooking demos, question and answer session, and just a small environment where you get to ask your questions. It's a very positive environment, so look forward to seeing you all there. It'd be great to have you come and visit. Again, you know, next up is for me is the Asheville Half Marathon and Whole Marathon in the middle of March. I think it's March 15th, 16th, so I'm hoping to get myself back in gear for that. As far as this tonic goes, what I'm kind of treating myself with, you know, for the flu, you know, what happens if you get the flu, I am doing these repeated blender Vitamix fulls of, you know, lemon, and use the lemon peel. There's a lot of extra antioxidants in the lemon peel, as well as, you know, as many oranges as I can get down. I put a few oranges in there, Naba ginger, Naba turmeric, banana, you know, if it's not sweet enough, where you can throw a date in there, and water, and blend that up, and that's really, really good. The other thing I like is this miso soup, where I'll do garlic and onion, roast it in the miso broth, as well as mushrooms, and that and a little tofu. So that's helpful, you know, to kind of keep the fluids going. So if you do have the flu or get one of these cruds of the wintertime, make sure you keep hydrated. And getting as many antioxidants. You know, sometimes when we get sick, we want to just eat junk food, but that doesn't really help us get better any quicker. So, you know, I actually had kale several times, you know, big bunches of kale, spinach, any kind of greens you can get in, any way that you can get them in. You know, Addie met me at the airport with a big smoothie, you know, green smoothie, trying to get past it. But I do think it helps you get better quicker and get your energy back. So eat healthy food with, you know, attention to getting your strength back if you do get one of these bugs. If you have any questions about the practice, please email me at Jamie, J-A-M-I, at drdelaney.com. Love to hear from you.